everyone, and welcome back to Astrology Now podcast. My name is Christine Rodriguez, and in this segment, we are going to discuss the upcoming new moon that is taking place on September 14th, 2023, and of course, discuss some of the other astrological ongoings and current events. There has been a lot going on lately, which we anticipated here on Astrology Now. If you've been following along, it's no surprise to us that any of this has been coming to the surface, but it's always interesting to talk about and point out. So I have a few interesting current events that I would like to address in addition to discussing the significance of this amazing new moon that we have coming up. I think it's absolutely beautiful. So excited to talk about it. Before we get started, a little housekeeping as always. Please keep in mind that I use the sidereal Vedic system of astrology. I had an unfortunate situation recently where somebody confused me for a Western astrologer and I felt super bad about it. But remember, on Astrology Now, I study and use the Vedic sidereal system, which is different than the Western tropical system. To learn more about the differences between these two systems, you can go to my website, innerknowing.yoga, click on media, and then Astrology Now. I have a podcast embedded there that shares many of the differences between these two systems. So also, before we get started, speaking of Vedic astrology is a limb of the Vedas. The Vedas are the oldest spiritual reference that we have access to, that we know of. And Vedas refers to infinite wisdom or infinite knowledge. And the Vedas contain information that support our path of self-realization, our path of connection to ourselves and connection to the divine. And so Vedic astrology, again, it is a supplement. It helps support that path of self-realization. And in addition to Vedic astrology, other support systems for the Vedas are Ayurveda, which is the science of life, and of course, yoga, like asana, things that we are familiar with, seeing the physical postures of yoga. So I have developed a coaching program. It's called the Inner Knowing Vedic Coaching Program that synthesizes yoga, meditation, Ayurveda, and Vedic astrology. It helps teach you how to understand these facets, these supplements of the Vedas, and how to incorporate them into your personal life. I've ran this program 2 times already. It's been an absolute pleasure to work with individuals over the span of 6 months, and it's been absolutely amazing to witness the transformations. And so in the program, you learn how to cultivate a daily spiritual practice. You learn so much more about your physical constitution according to the science of Ayurveda, and you learn all about your birth chart and how to utilize it to support your life. Again, this is something I'm super passionate about, super excited about. I already have a few people signed up and I'm just so excited to work with them. If you are interested in learning more, you can sign up for a discovery call on my website, again, innerknowing.yoga. You can click on offerings and then the Inner Knowing Vedic Coaching Program or the link Get Coached. It will take you to my Kajabi account. So have that on the horizon for our 2023 cohort. I cannot wait to meet you all if you are already signed up or if you're thinking about signing up. So always get giddy when I talk about it. It took a lot of time. It's probably my biggest creation thus far in life that I've invested time in. And it's not even the time that it took me to create the course. It's a combination of all of my hours invested in what I love. You know, I've taken hours of teacher trainings for yoga and meditation. I've taken hours of trainings for Ayurveda. I mean, countless hours into Vedic astrology. So it's really just like my love child. And so I get really excited talking about it. Thanks for holding space for that. So talking about this upcoming new moon, which I'm also actually really excited about. So this new moon is going to be taking place in the sidereal sign of Leo. And so as we've been discussing on this podcast, Leo is the sign of the arts, of creativity, of expression and performance. Numerology and numbers are very important in relationship to Vedic astrology. And so the number five, it's the fifth sign of the zodiac, Leo is, it's associated to the fifth house. The fifth house is one of the most auspicious houses. It's the house of Purva Punya, which means powerful, positive past life merit. It's the house of progeny. It has to do with children and conception. The fifth house is a very spiritualizing house. It also has to do a lot with education. It's the house of romance and fun. But of course, it's also notoriously the house of creativity and publication and kind of taking the stage. And I think that Leo is known for that, right? Leo is ruled by the sun. And so I always tell people this, if they have a lot of Leo in their chart, if they're a Leo moon, if they're a Leo ascendant, you can't miss the sun. When you walk outside, the sun is there. It steals your attention. You can't not see the sun, right? You can't ignore the sun. That's the quality of Leo. There is this beautiful luminosity to it. There is a glow. There is a confidence. It's just a beautiful sign, in my opinion. And of course, Leo has to do with the kingdom. So it has to do with authority figures and leadership. We've been having this Mercury retrograde until September 15th in the sign of Leo. And during this period, we've seen so much come up about certain leaders and also posing questions and speculation, maybe even some mistrust about current leaders. And so we are definitely going to spend some time talking about how this new moon is going to influence us personally and then as well as the collective, because something that's so important to remember is that this new moon is occurring with the retrograde Mercury. New and full moons really do play a role in some of these things that go on. So we'll definitely spend some time talking about that. Let's go ahead and focus on the personal attributes of the new moon first, and then we will get into the global affairs and what we can kind of be looking out for in the week kind of coming up. And something to keep in mind as well is that with the new and full moon, it's a couple of days before, a couple of days after. It's not like everything just happens on the new or full moon. You can usually feel the effect and see the events happening kind of around the new and full moon. So keep that in mind. So on a personal level, remember that the new moon is a time of setting intentions. I love new moons because it's an opportunity to start new. You know, the way that I always visualize it, and some of you probably already know what I'm about to say, is that the new moon is like setting a seed. And as the moon begins to wax and light is added to the moon, our intentions, our aspirations are fed by that moonlight. And, you know, Leo, it's the sign again of confidence. And it's a sign of standing in power, allowing ourselves to be seen, allowing ourselves to be noticed. Remember in Vedic astrology, we look at the sign, but then we also look at the nakshatra. And so the new moon is going to be in the nakshatra of Uttara Falguni. Uttara Falguni operates in pairs. So there's Uttara Falguni and Purva Falguni. Or Uttara Falguni follows Purva Falguni. And Uttara Falguni actually spans between the signs of Leo and Virgo. But the Falgunis are associated to marriage. They're associated to a marriage bed, the feet of marriage beds. And that being said, there is this beautiful association of luxury, kicking back, enjoyment, leisure, art, creativity. Uttara Falguni itself is governed by the deity Surya, who is the sun, which makes a lot of sense, right? There's this beautiful, luminous quality to it. And something that I think is really interesting is that the nakshatras, well, all of this is star-based, of course, but the nakshatras are specific segments of stars. That's what makes them special. And so one of the hallmarks of Uttara Falguni is the star Alpha Leonis. I think that I'm pronouncing that correctly, but I mean, come on. It's also known as Regulus, the star Regulus. It's a very bright, powerful star. And Uttara Falguni itself is associated to prosperity, abundance, success. Of course, with Surya being the deity, there's self-confidence, there's creativity, there's abundance, health. Surya is the sun. It's the fire of transformation. If we have a strong fire in our system, it assimilates nutrients, right? It helps discharge any toxins from our body. But also, thinking about transformation, we talk about this in the Vedic coaching program, is the fire of transformation is a literal thing in our gut. You know, Agni lives in our gut to help break down what we consume. But then there's also Agni, which helps us transform knowledge. It helps us integrate and assimilate knowledge and information. It helps transform us into who we would like to be, who we're aspiring to be. This nakshatra is also associated to having the ability of taking risks, which I love. And, you know, this is actually a conversation that I was having with someone recently, is that I have two points. The first point is that life is too short not to be who we are meant to be. Life is too short not to step into our fullest potential because of fear or because of, you know, holding ourselves back for whatever reason, sacrifice. It's just too short, you know? I think that all of us, or at least for me, sometimes as I move through life, I'm like, oh, okay, I can do that next year. I can do this the year after. There is no better time to start than today, right here, right now. It doesn't matter about retrogrades. It doesn't matter about the moon phase, really. It doesn't matter about anything. If there is a habit that you're wanting to start, if there's something that you want to change about yourself, if you are wanting to go for it in terms of an ambition that you have or a goal that you have, today is the day to start working towards it and to give it your all, regardless of the outcome, right? It doesn't matter what what it results in. It really doesn't. It's not about the result. It's about stepping into your potential. It's about really trying. It's about giving it your best effort and feeling that sense of passion. And that's what Leo is all about. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter, you know, what your experience level is. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter who you are, what your name is, whatever. It doesn't matter. If there's something that you want to do in this lifetime, this is your opportunity to do it. We only get one. And of course, you know, in Vedic philosophy, we think about reincarnation, but this is your opportunity to play in this ego. You know, if we're thinking, let's just all assume that we agree with reincarnation just for a second. And all of us are in agreement that after this lifetime, when our physical body fades, we are incarnated into something else. You know, who knows what we're going to remember, who we're going to be, what we're going to do. Who we are in this moment, in this body, with our name, with our capability, with our potential, this is our moment to shine in what we have. So it's our moment to take full advantage of that and totally revel in who we are. And for me, I bask in the glory of others. I love when I see individuals fully in themselves, fully living up to their potential and fully connected to their authenticity. Because there's so much that can get in the way of that. It's self-judgment, it's fear, it's things that people have told us throughout our life. You know, if we had judgment growing up with our family members, you know, if we were criticized or we had limitations put on us or no one believed in us and our ability. Those concepts are literally nebulous fragments of our imagination. There's no basis in reality of a judgment or of a critique. This is, you know, this has no basis on what your potential is and what you're capable of doing. And I think that that's, you know, it's kind of segueing into my second point. It's so important to remember is that someone's opinion of us has no basis on what we're actually capable of. I think that sometimes, at least for myself, historically, I would like hold myself back or limit myself because I was afraid of failure. Or I would hold myself back because I just genuinely didn't think I was capable of it, or I didn't think I was worthy of it. Don't be afraid to give yourself the life that you want. That's another Dre quote. Dre from Las Vegas. He said, don't be afraid to give yourself the life that you want. This is what this new moon could absolutely 100% represent. Having the faith and the courage to take a risk in something that you want or something that you love. And so hopefully this speaks to someone somewhere. It's so important to stay connected to, in my opinion. And on the days that, for me personally, on the days that I am feeling the most confident, the most in flow, the most stoked, it has nothing to do with anybody else's opinion of me. I woke up, I showed up completely authentically as who I am. I offer complete love to the people around me, and I do my best. That's when I feel the best about myself, is when I put all of my effort into what I'm doing. If I like half, you know, if I skimp on something, or if I take a shortcut, or if I don't do my best, and I know it's not a reflection of my best work in whatever it is, rather it be climbing or my work with clients or, you know, some other project I'm working on, I don't feel good about it. But if I just take the time, if I apply my effort, that's when I end up feeling good about myself. And when I have the faith in myself to do something or complete something. So anyway, I'll stop there on the personal note. I don't want to tangent any longer. Again, I go on these tangents because I hope that there's at least one person somewhere in the world who is in a position that needs to hear it, and it can help support their day, help support their year, help support their life. So let's go ahead and get into some of the current affairs and what is going on astrologically. So the new moon is a time of usually laying low, of taking advantage of yin energy, kicking back. This is Uttara Falguni. This is an amazing opportunity to spend time with people you love. It could be a romantic partner, but it could also be a friend or a colleague or a family member, someone who you can kick back and relax with. Take advantage of that amazing Falguni energy. Maybe listen to a new album you've been really excited about, or watch a new interesting documentary, or go out to dinner and have some good food. Just a great time to spoil ourselves. And it is a new moon, so, you know, absolutely taking the time to set intentions, absolutely taking the time to think about those things, you know, think about what in your life you're wanting, what might require more confidence, what might require more risk-taking, you know, can you gather the strength to go for it and the consistency to stay with it? There's an aspect of Saturn here too. There has to be consistency. There has to be diligence. So globally, I do think that there is going to be more focus on world leaders. I actually, you know, I could totally be wrong. There could be something rather stressful that comes up around this period. So do be watching for events like that. Hopefully nothing dangerous, hopefully nothing too intense, but there may be something that is rather stressful that is put on leaders at that time. And of course, that's because Leo is the sign of the kingdom, and the new moon is usually a time where, you know, energy is kind of low and things are a little bit more delicate. Of course, Mercury is still retrograde. When you listen to this podcast, just remember Mercury has been retrograde. It will be retrograde until the 15th of September, one day after the new moon. So continue to be mindful of your use with technology, with communication, with miscommunication, making sure that you have all of your work finished in advance. Make sure you cross your T's and dot your I's on any travel plans. Anything with technical use, any emails, text messages, things like that. So it's been really interesting with this Mars in the sign of Virgo. Again, on Astrology Now, we've been talking about how this period of time may be interesting for health and wellness. We've seen some mask mandates come back into play. We've seen definitely a lot more focus brought on COVID again during this period, which again is to be expected. I do think that this is something that we can continue to see throughout this transit of Mars in the sign of Virgo, which is for the rest of this month into early October. Mars will then move into Libra. And again, we talked about this on the September horoscope or maybe the previous horoscope. But remember, as Mars gets closer to K2, things have the potential to heat up quite a bit. Things have the potential to get a little bit more dramatic. So we really, you know, this month and next month, we still need to just really be mindful and keep our eyes peeled for some drama that could certainly ensue. I've been looking at some of this AI stuff, you know, as we expected, right? We've been talking about how Aquarius is the sign of revolution, futuristic thinking, scientific technology. Saturn has been in Aquarius since January of 2023. We've been seeing all of this stuff about AI and AI robots mixing drinks in Las Vegas and all of this type of thing. Again, it's not surprising. I will say, though, that this month, as the sun has been in Leo, I've definitely seen more headlines with artificial intelligence being the focus. And it's because of what we talked about. You know, Saturn in Aquarius, it's going to have that futuristic energy to it. Leo is the old way. It's more of the traditional way. And so these headlines are coming up and people are questioning the ethics behind it. And people are questioning, you know, what are real humans going to do about work if AI continues to take over these jobs? And so, again, I really want to make that clear that this is Aquarius. This is Aquarius energy that we're seeing is the artificial intelligence. Okay. It's a big part of it. I think that Jupiter and Rahu could also play a role in some of this, but I would say certainly with Uranus, of course, but I would say certainly the Saturn in Aquarius is going to be the culprit of artificial intelligence really becoming a much bigger deal this year. Absolutely. Something else that I was predicting with Saturn in Aquarius, I remember doing this podcast. I think it was just Saturn in Aquarius, if y'all want to go back and listen to it, but I was talking about how this period of time could really put an emphasis on coups around the world. And it seems that we're having some uprisings around West and Central Africa, particularly in Gabon, with the current leader, Ali Bongo. I think that I'm pronouncing his name correctly. And this is a huge deal. This is a really big deal. I don't know if y'all know this. Some folks who have worked with me a long time know that I worked with refugees and asylum seekers for a long time, and I was fortunate enough to work with people from Rwanda and DRC, Gabon, and there's a lot of corruption in these countries. And so, you know, it's kind of fascinating that Africa is so rich in minerals and resources, and yet a lot of the countries are not reaping the rewards of these precious materials being extracted from their countries, and there's a reason for that. And so people aren't happy in these countries, and you know, there's just, oh my gosh, I feel so deeply for Africa. Again, I worked with some of the most amazing, outstanding, life-altering clients from these places, and so, you know, my heart really goes out to the individuals. It goes out to everyone. I don't want anyone to get hurt. I don't want there to be any violence. And also there is a reason for these types of uprisings, you know? And so again, there is a military coup happening and there are other military coups happening as well. And so again, you know, people are coming together because they don't want to stand for corruption anymore. They don't want to be taken advantage of anymore. And people come together when they get tired of corruption. People come together when they want to make a change. And so it's interesting to watch. So I would say that this is definitely a representation of Saturn in Aquarius, but then also Mercury retrograde in Leo, you know, as we were talking about corruption being revealed about leaders, people not being happy about how things have gone down in the past. And so that was something that I wanted to mention. Of course, we've already mentioned the notorious mugshot of Donald Trump. But then even President Biden and Hunter Biden, you know, there's a lot of scrutiny right now for Biden, things from the past, him being potentially blackmailed. And then, of course, Hunter Biden is allegedly set to be indicted on federal gun charges by the end of September, supposedly. So definitely a lot of stress being put on kingdoms, so to speak. So I saw those headlines. I thought that they were interesting. I certainly thought that they were worth taking note of. I'm looking to see if there is anything else that we can talk about. You know, this Rahu Gandhanta as well. I mean, I just... I think that so many of us are going through transformative times. I don't think everyone is, but I would say that, you know, as an astrologer and this being my work and having clients come to me, it seems that a lot of people are currently moving through some pretty big transformative times. And Rahu is the karmic node of the moon, and it is moving through these very delicate degree points. And so it brings up karmic matters around the world, but it also brings karmic matters up in our own life. And it can feel really intense. There can be events happen that kind of shape our life or cause some sort of some juncture point, an opportunity to choose between two paths. It's an opportunity to get us to shift in a new way of being. And it can be scary and it can be intimidating, but this is the fire of transformation, right? Gandhanta is really associated to drowning, but it's when a planet is moving from a fire sign, or really a water sign into a fire sign, but Rahu, of course, is retrograde, so it's a fire sign to a water sign. But it's the fire of transformation. And part of the spiritual path is learning how to sit in that fire of transformation with grace and with, I want to say with stoicism, but it's not even that. It's with grace, it's with trust, it's surrender, and faith in our own ability to create the life that we want, trust ourselves to be able to navigate whatever comes our way. And so some of us, we may be moving through these times, there may be some intensity, there may be some confusion, and it's tapping back into that inner resource and trusting so much that you are co-creating with the universe and that you are going to make the best decision for yourself and the people that you love. You're gonna do an amazing job. The other thing that I do want to say is that Jupiter is retrograde. This could put potential stress on the stock market or inflation, something to keep an eye on. And this new moon is taking place in the ninth house for the United States birth chart. The ninth house is the house of legalities, law and order. I talk about this a lot on Patreon, patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast. On my second tier, I do case studies. We talk a lot about the ninth house because I'll usually, you know, show if someone's getting in trouble or if there's a court case or something. The ninth house usually brings that up. So something to keep an eye on. It's also the house of Dharma and truth as well. Keep that in mind. So I think that this is what I have for today for this new moon in Uttara Falguni. I hope that you found it interesting. Again, if you are interested in joining the coaching program and learning more about Vedic astrology and learning more about your birth chart, go to my website, innerknowing.yoga. You can click on Get Coached or Offerings and then go to the coaching program. If you would like to join Patreon, it's patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast. And my Instagram is astrologynow_podcast. Again, my name is Christine Rodriguez. This is Astrology Now.